I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ozzie Beebe's in the headlines again. The reason might not be what you'd expect. More details in just a moment. And then stick around because there's a new outreach for kids in the Middle East that you might want to hear about. Keep listening because there's a place for you in every story. We'll start today in the Middle East, where on January 30th, we told you Ozzie Beebe had been transferred out of Pakistan, but recent reports have surfaced claiming that she never actually left the country. So what's the truth? Bruce Allen with FMI tells us that Beebe is most definitely not in Pakistan.
I was chatting with our national director this morning, and even a few weeks ago when I was in the country with him and discussing the situation, you know, he has confirmed that his sources from within the judicial system and the prison system confirmed that she has left the country.
Spreading misinformation about Beebe's location is advantageous to keeping her safe. It helps muddy the waters and keep potential threats at bay.
For her own security, we need to allow ourselves to not know where she's at. I know people have prayed for her for years. People have made contributions to different organizations to help with her plight. But if we really want to help her, we will not try and track her down, because that would only make the situation worse for her. Because if we track her down, that will enable the people who want to kill her to track her down as well.
Beebe's blasphemy case shed light on the persecuted church in Pakistan. Next, today begins a new two-part series focusing on the deaf community. Scripture engagement is a known concept in the hearing church, but it's severely lacking in the deaf world. Donna Valverde Hubbard is part of Deaf Bible Society's new Scripture Engagement program. While some deaf choose not to use their voices, Donna speaks fluent English.
Scripture engagement for deaf people is not only reading the printed Bible. It's not long. We're okay with that. But there's sign language scripture, and that is the language of deaf people. That's the heart language, the language we easily understand, absorb, process, and connect to on a deeper emotional level.
Part one of the Scripture Engagement Program is called New Mindset. It's about making deaf and hearing Christians aware of sign language scripture.
It does not matter if we know how to read and write. The point is that it is not our native language. That's why we need it.
Visit us online to learn more about the program. Even if you don't know sign language, there's a place for you in this story.
Definitely, yes, you guys can be involved. Hearing people are very welcome. We need to really think of each other as allies, partners in this work, because the Word of God is not limited to a certain group of people.
And did you know that Arabic is the fifth most spoken language in the world? Well, now, children who speak Arabic can listen to biblically-based stories through Keys for Kids Storytellers. This effort to get Keys for Kids Storytellers translated into Arabic is a culmination of 2 years of work and partnership. Keys for Kids Ministries linked arms for the project with Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. Greg Yoder, executive director of Keys for Kids, says,
"It is amazing what they've been able to produce for us. They've taken a year's worth of Keys for Kids stories and they've made them into audio for our Keys for Kids Storyteller program. And these are solar-powered MP3 players. They have a Bible on one part of the hard drive, and then on the other part of the hard drive, they have these Arabic Keys for Kids stories."
This stage of life is critical. Around 68% of decisions to follow Jesus are made between the ages of 4 and 14 years old.
Keys for Kids stories always point kids to Scripture. That's what Jesus did. He told parables. He told stories that taught biblical truths. And so that's basically what these Keys for Kids stories are doing. As you listen to God's Word, as you listen to these stories, it really is going to be planted into the hearts of a lot of these kids.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
Every $40 that comes in places a storyteller somewhere in the world. If you wanted to give a gift of, let's say, $400, you're placing, you know, 10 of those things.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, or podcast us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.